this episode on The Scent of Light, I will speak on anticipation. My wife Elaine and I adopted a 10-pound white and tan Chorkie 7 years ago that we named Rosie, and we have adapted ourselves to each other. Rosie likes to place herself between us. She likes to be in the lead when we walk, and first in the door or onto the bed. She also anticipates our moves, which can get a little comical to watch as she tries to satisfy her desire to be in the lead, out front, and yet not too much to upset her desire to be between us and closer to treats. Rosie also worries if we leave without her. Her anticipation is obviously of something unpleasant. Perhaps a memory of being abandoned is awakened. When we return, she excitedly lets us know how relieved she is that we are back by jumping and running up and down the hallway, and for good measure, fetches a stuffed brown bear in her mouth and shakes it vigorously. This usually only lasts about 5 minutes. Last year in March, Elaine had to rush me to the emergency room early in the morning, and we had to leave Rosie behind. Rosie, who felt my distress and the need to be close to me. When Elaine left my hospital bedside and returned home late at night, she told me how inconsolable Rosie was for 30 minutes or more, wondering about my welfare. I would return home in 8 days to be greeted by a very grateful Rosie, who stuck very close to me and rested her chin on my stomach close to the surgical scar. Anticipation is a strong feeling that guides Rosie's actions. When the pack that has given her nourishment and comfort is disturbed, it bothers her, and she informs the other pack members, Elaine and me, in the hope a remedy can be found. Of course, there was a lot of flurry in our human group. Elaine, family, and friends gathered around my bedside with their anticipations, including the anticipation of better news from the doctor to hold at bay the worried scenarios. I was fortunate to have a loving group of family, friends, and dog who made it known to me, some from afar, that I was beloved, to very much attract the best results from the medical procedures. Anticipation can be a strong tool for gathering the elements for the materialization of its envisioned future. There are, of course, the worries, and some well-founded with statistics. There is also that realm of space and time experienced uniquely by the individuals that gives weight to personal and ancestral history. Many variables are at play in the recovery process. I know the human intellect can always discover something it did not know previously, or that can contradict even a knowledge held dear. I anticipate, therefore, knowing there exists a wiggle room of influences from the mystery, perhaps synchronized with the anticipations of my loved ones and the medical team. As I compose my thoughts, nations and markets are in a state of emergency as a new virus spreads quickly around the world with commerce, aircraft, and ship before a remedy has been found. This is a good time to make anticipation our tool. Anticipate people coming together to find a cure and means of prevention. The feeling may spur you to bring resources together or support it in some other way. Anticipate caring for you and your household with healthy meals and herbal teas good for prevention and treatment of ailments to the lungs. Anticipate caring for the neighbors and community at large that provides for basic infrastructure, water, emergency responses, and hospitals. Anticipate being guided through the barrage of news to discern what is factual and useful. Anticipate living in a loving community. Let the future hear from us now with elements of our anticipation. This is Ken Norton on The Scent of Light. You can contact me via Ken at kennethenorton.com, and I would be glad to hear from you. The Scent of Light episodes are archived on the web at kennethenorton.com. That is kennethenorton.com. Thanks for listening.